Multiple countries required. This is where I am going to conjure up. It's Christmassy holiday time. We're going to talk about the spirit of the prediction.
Okay.
Clearly what I meant by
the ghost
this.
Of John O. Past comes in to explain why it gets half a point. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final Bad Voltage show of 2021. This is our Christmas show, our Winterval show. Happy holidays to all of you.
Winterval, I like that.
Yeah, here I am. I'm Sean Langridge. I'm here with John O'Bacon and Jeremy Garcia, who doesn't even get a middle name because it's Christmas.
Wow, that is my gift, and thank you for that.
He's been a very naughty boy. Gets a bag of coal and no name.
It's not a bag of coal, it's a bag of electricity generated from coal.
We are going to do our Christmas predictions or holiday predictions or 2000. No, we're going to do our reviews, 2021 reviews.
We are, in fact, not listeners going to do that.
We're going to ignore everything that I just said, wasn't concentrating, was, in fact, taking my jacket off at the same time, and I can't do both. So, we're going to go through this one by one, like we normally do, and argue about the results, like we normally do. So why don't we start off with you, Mr. Stuart Ian Langridge?
Yeah. So these are the predictions that we did this time last year. So the beginning of January 2021, we looked forward to the year ahead in technology and decided what we were going to happen. So let's see how we got on. You want to do mine first, do you?
Yes. Should I read them out, maybe?
This is going to be like Tom Cruise, short and quite annoying for me, I suspect.
It's... So your first prediction was that remote work starts to hollow out cities, and as a result, three major cities see population drops.
As far as I can tell, I was just 100% wrong about this.
Giants, it actually went the other way.
Yeah. I honestly thought we'd start to see, because people were staying home, they'd realize, wow, you know what? Turns out I don't have to travel into the office every day. And that largely did occur in some places. A whole bunch of people are like, hey, why should I go back to work in the office when I don't have to? The company clearly doesn't need me to. But it hasn't at all translated into people saying, now I don't have to live in the city.
And I think a couple of very large cities did have a little bit of excess at the very beginning of the pandemic. And I think people realized, well, yeah, the rents are high and it's a little bit of a hassle and the commute's rough, but the cultural density and options available to me are well worth that cost. So it's moved back in droves.
That is interesting because I live in the city because I like it here. If I didn't work here, but I don't work here, I could work literally anywhere. I live in the city because I want the stuff that's here. But my underlying unspoken assumption was that a bunch of people who live in the city don't really want to be there, but they're there because that's where they work. And commuting it is worse than just buying a flat. And as far as I can tell, that's just not the case.
No. People love living in cities.
I do, but it seems unreasonable to assume that everyone does just because I think it's cool.
I guess, you know, if you love the smell of urine living in a tiny box but being able to go to a cool dim sum restaurant down the street, then city life is great for you. Alternatively, you could live...
To be clear, that actually does sound fine.
Fair enough. I'm not a city person, as you can tell.
Considering the alternative is not getting any dim sum at all and going, oh, look, I've got a massive garden that I can't be bothered to mow. Why would I want that?
You do what? Get someone else to mow it.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I can mow my gun.
I grant you. Well, I was about to say, I grant you, being rich and living outside the city makes it better. But being rich and living in the city also makes it better. It turns out.
Well, the thing is, you generally for most cities, you have to be rich to live in the city.
And
so, therefore,
if you
take the savings from living in the city, move out to the country bumpkin land, right? You can then hire someone to come and mow your lawn.
Well, yeah, but then I have to have
chickens and get
the
eggs
internet
or whatever.
Tricked in on a donkey or something. I mean, no one wants that.
Anyway, let's move on to your second. So you obviously didn't get that right. I'm actually surprised because I was expecting the same thing.
My intention was to try to give a prediction which is something about, you know, sort of demographics and the way the world seemed to be changing. I went back and listened to myself predicting it and remembered the kind of underlying thought process I was going through. I was like, what the year we've been through, how is it going to change the way society is? And this was an attempt to do that. But first of all, I was wrong. But secondly, I don't know that it has changed society all that much.
Society is unbelievably resilient.
Yeah, more so even than I thought it was.
Yep. Well,
we start off with no quibble, which is
No
points, which is great.
My section's going to be short because I'm just going to go, yeah, man, I suck, it turns out.
So prediction number two was that social media sites band together to avoid fake news and government regulation of what they do with some sort of shared, here it is, folks, this is what you need to hear, credibility checker.
Yeah. Guess
okay,
what?
This is beyond wrong.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like the great taste of wrong, but vegetarian format. This is beyond wrong. So
credibility as a service did not materialize, I will say.
It did not. I mean, I honestly thought that what we were going to see was impending and threatened government regulation. And so they would attempt to get out ahead of that rather than saying, no, we don't need to actually regulate it by law. We'll do a whole kind of self-policing thing. And I was absolutely prepared to believe. You'll notice there's nothing in there that says that it would be successful or that it would actually make a difference. So I assume that a lot of it would be a fig leaf, but they haven't even bothered with the fig leaf.
Instead, they just changed their name to Meta.
Yeah.
That solved the problem.
It did. You know, and Twitter every now and again put out a thing for Twitter safety going, look, we fixed everything. Look, because now no private information about people. We're basically not going to define what that is, which didn't help.
Yeah, no, I actually think that this prediction is somewhat of a, and I'm being serious here, I'm not being, you know, sarcastic. I think this is a slight cultural thing, because in England, that's the kind of thing that people would do. Like when there is an overreach, the government will often step in and try to resolve it. Whereas in America, you know, people just keep yelling the words free speech as loud as they can until the problem goes away. So, yeah.
You truly are an American now.
So yeah. I wasn't seeing this as being a solution actually imposed on people by the government. It would be some kind of governmental credibility check that they were forced to sign up to. But what it would be is a bunch of government threatening that they do such a thing unless you set it up yourselves, at which point then you set it up yourself. But none of it happened. There's been a certain amount of big tech pushback and it's still going on and it's building. Whether it's the right idea or not, I'm not sure about. And a bunch of other people aren't sure about either, but this just utterly, there is less discussion, I think, today of social media companies' responsibility around fake news and misleading stuff than there was 12 months ago. It certainly hasn't gone away, but it seems to be less of a concern now than it was a year ago.
There's been, I think, with Trump being out of the White House, the level of heat around social media has gone down significantly, but which is dangerous.
With
because,
Trump being out of social media, the level
yeah,
of heat
which is dangerous because the conversation still needs to happen. Like, Trump was not the only asshole on Twitter, right?
So, absolutely not. Would you believe it?
Right, so this is, Jeremy, let's just take a quick moment to tally the points.
Will you stop?
0 points, in fact.
No, it's
0 points.
It's 0 points, no quibbles, which
you
is
are
basically
quibble,
negative
not
one
single
point.
Quibble.
Yeah,
that's just because language has just given up.
I went back and I looked at my list and I went, "Are you kidding? Really?
And
nothing?"
And I'll say the third one, it's not getting better for you.
No, there's nothing that I could even attempt. This is my own problem for preemptively. This is my own problem for attempting to provide super credible, testable propositions. Whereas if I were to be really hand flappy about stuff, so there was room to argue, not that I'm saying that anyone does that, but wait till later in the show and check it out, then maybe I could argue. But as it is, I've just got these things wrong.
Well, your prediction is described in three words, and the result can be described in three words. So your prediction is Amazon by Zoom. and the result is incredibly wrong prediction.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Did not happen. I can't remember the conversation around this specifically. I know I should have gone and listened to the show, and I didn't.
Is not good. Was the yeah right discussion?
There were a certain amount of discussions around why'd you pick Amazon, but the important point really was buy Zoom. In that, I assumed somebody would do, and it would be a fight between a whole bunch of big companies over who that somebody would be. And it turns out,
They were. They became so big with COVID. I couldn't imagine anyone buying them.
Their market cap did swell unbelievably.
Yeah, we found the one video conferencing solution that actually worked, and BlueJeans was just sat in the corner like. But what about us?
Oh, Blue Jeans.
And in fact, Skype.
Yeah, Skype. Oh, yeah, so remember Skype.
We remain at 0. No quibbles.
Yeah, this is... But of course, why would anyone just want to lose? Why not just up the game to really, really, really lose? And he had two predictions. So one is stupid and the other one is reasonable. His first reasonable prediction was somebody buys Canonical.
He had three bonuses.
Well, it should be pointed out that someone has
someone has
to predict that someone buys Canonical every year.
It has been every year since the show started.
Yeah. This time I feel like it was just my turn to fall on that particular sword. This year, next year, it's going to be someone else.
Jono and I both certainly have fallen on said sword, I believe, multiple times.
In the past.
So in January, I'm expecting one of you two to throw yourself on the grenade to protect the rest of the team, but it's not going to be
almost
me.
Tradition at this point.
We might actually want to do a show on this, because why hasn't this happened? Is it that people don't... Is it that companies don't want to buy Canonical, which I don't believe? Or is it sheer bloody mindedness in Mark Shuttleworth to not sell, which I do believe? And all of this talk about an IPO a while back. I'm astonished that Mark wants to continue building out Canonical. He's been doing this for many years. I would have thought that he would want to move on to other things. And he's invested so much in this that I thought he wanted to get his investment back. It just boggles my mind that this hasn't happened yet.
But to me, his biggest investment hasn't been monetary. It's been reputational. And if he doesn't have the right acquisition, I think that's the damage that he will not have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like
but
a show.
But you'd think it does sound like a show.
It does sound like a show.
We should do an Ubuntu retrospective and talk about Canonical and the Ubuntu phone. And I've even got an Ubuntu... what was it called? The Edge? I've got one of those in my drawer as well.
I believe what you have is a plastic model of an Edge, sir. Rather than an actual
it's
Edge.
A very expensive paperweight that I didn't steal from Canonical.
Yes, absolutely.
So you said you predicted also at least one of us has not been vaccinated. All vaccinated and boosted, in fact.
And that's nice. Because the reason I predicted that was not because I thought one of us would become a moron and refuse the vaccine. By the way, anyone listening to this, if you haven't had the vaccine, you're a moron. Get it fixed.
You're a fucking idiot.
But you were so wrong on this one. Not only did we both get full series of vaccinations, we all have a booster. That wasn't even a thing that existed then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My kids vaccinated.
Pleasantly surprised.
Nine shots between us.
Yeah.
I tried to get the dog vaccinated in the nose, and vet was against it.
I assumed that we'd all want it, but there'd be snarl-ups in the rollout, or there'd be something wrong, or it wouldn't be available in one of the areas, or we'd be on the list but still not having it, or one of us would have one or something. But that didn't happen. The rollout has been... I mean, it's not been great, but it's not been bad for the biggest mobilization of anything for decades.
The rollout has gone about as well as you can go in terms of rolling out a mass vaccination. However, a mass vaccination program will not be able to sufficiently deal with morons who won't go and get the vaccination. Yeah. So people can't help themselves.
So this is one of those predictions where I kind of win either way, because I either watch the world, you know, either we all get vaccinated and that's good, or I watch the world crumble into misery and defeat and like the mask of their death.
Get one
but
point
I get a
it.
Point. Yeah.
Right. And then the final one was Jono continues to buy Apple stuff, which well, I didn't buy a single Apple product this year. So
no, you see, I have no and then a no question way. Mark next to it.
Yeah, which frankly, if you had got anything right, it would have been this one. If Apple had brought out their bullshit VR headset.
I thought you had a path to one point here, Stuart. I'm actually you a little
didn't
surprised.
Buy, you didn't buy a single Apple thing?
Nothing.
I have an AirTag over
are
there.
You paying for iCloud? Is it ongoing service subscriptions?
No, I don't even
Apple
buy
TV?
iCloud.
Really?
I have Apple TV. But we had that last year. Didn't buy anything this year.
Does Apple TV cost you money?
Yeah.
Jono continues to buy Apple stuff.
No, it didn't. We got it free because I bought a MacBook last year and it came with a MacBook. Apple were out to fuck you on this one, which is great.
Wow, that's really annoying. I mean, he says, I have written next to it, no, and a question mark, because I didn't think you bought anything, but I was hopeful maybe that you'd caved in and bought like some AirTags to put on people's vans or something.
Let's tally up the points, Jeremy.
Okay, this is good.
This might be the most profound loss I think we've
I
ever know, seen.
I don't history. Recall a round that didn't have at least a funny quibble, if not a legitimate quibble, and this is a massive swing and a miss.
What annoys me is these are things where I, you know, most of the time it's just like, lol, what's going to happen is, you know, I don't know, Salesforce start selling sausages or something because it's amusing. And I tried really hard and got nothing, so I'm just not bothering next year.
Yeah, universal agreement that you're shit at predictions.
Yeah.
Which is great. Now, we're going to have to move along. We have a bit, as you may have noticed, listeners, we're on a bit of a tight schedule today. So we're going to move on to, this is not the hour and a half rambling argument that we usually have. Jeremy, do you want to read these ones out?
Yeah. So let's see how Jeremy did. So first prediction, Jeff Bezos will become the richest American who has ever lived. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, in today's dollars quibbles about that, but ignore them, just raw numbers. The richest American who will have ever lived, or who has ever lived, and as a sort of subsidiary prediction, the idea was that he would top out about $340 billion. And as far as I can tell, not only did Jeff Bezos not get that far, but neither did anyone else, and Bezos wasn't even first. Because Elon Musk is the richest American there's ever been.
He's mostly been first, aside from a couple Tesla rockets. He was the first person ever worth $200 billion, but he did not come close to the... Even if you add what he lost in the proceedings, he didn't come close. So
Musk hit 318, which is not far from 340, to give you credit, a month ago, and now he's at about $250 billion. Yeah. And I read that and went, that can't be right. That means he lost a third of his wealth in the last month.
Little volatility.
If I did that, I'd be destitute. Whereas he's been cut back to his last $250 billion. But fine. So I don't think you get a point there.
No, not even close.
Named a guy and a number, both wrong.
Yeah.
Next.
What's next?
So the next one, Google make their largest acquisition in the history of the company.
This, to be frank, was a Stuart Langridge level swing and a miss.
Hi.
They made basically no acquisitions of note. They did make a bunch, but they were all very, very small.
Yeah. Fitbit was $2 billion.
Yeah, that's not big.
But I mean, Motorola, their biggest one is only $12 billion. I mean, yeah, so fine. So it's six.
That
Fitbits.
Was the spirit of the prediction, though, was that it would be a wild outlier.
Yes. Yeah. And no, been nothing. Motorola is still, you know, high-level business moronicness. Moronicity.
And Fitbit really was 2020. I mean, it closed in January of 21, but I think it had closed by the time we did this.
I put it in the list with the hope that you could save a little face, because it's...
No. This was a pretty rough prediction.
In fact, just a little face, not saved.
On the other hand, this hasn't really been a year for buying stuff. It's been a year for hiding under your bed and hoping the year goes away.
Yeah.
True. He's not wrong. Yeah.
So, are you ready? Hold on to something. I feel there's a point coming.
I think there is.
Bitcoin's price will go below $5,000 or above $55,000. And as far as I can tell, It's below 55,000 for a bunch.
It went over 67,000.
Yeah, $68,990.90 in November.
So, boom.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting, so I looked this up a bit. It's been, it never went close to going below $5,000. The yearly low was $22,000. But the price at recording time, so on the Tuesday when we recorded this show at the beginning of January, it was the $34,000. At show release time, 2 days later when the show came out, $39,000. So it had gone up $5,000 in the 2 days in between us recording and the show going out. None of this Jono predicting stuff which happened the previous month. You normally nailed you almost nailed the prediction before the show even came out.
The funny thing, I did listen to the show the other day. I was like 50-50 between 5K and 55K. Yeah.
You were like, good
point.
Here's, you know, Simon Wardley.
Yep.
He wrote a thread on Twitter saying, you see, Bitcoin has now hit $50,000. I was predicting this in like 2013. So people would watch, it's going to be $50,000. And everyone went, you're completely ridiculous. And I went, this is why the thing. And then some guy goes, wow, Wardley, you're really good. And then he said, Bitcoin will hit the price will hit $5 million per Bitcoin. And everyone went, are you high? Are you like, what? Just like they said last time. And they did this sort of crossed arms, ha, just you wait thing. And I went, oh.
So the real question here is, when are we launching B-Vault, the altcoin?
Well, we shall see what happens with the NFT.
The thing that's the most annoying thing about this is
there's a lot of competition for whatever this most annoying thing is, to be clear.
Yeah, well, the fact that Jeremy has garnered a point here, I would love to push back and try to challenge this point, but unfortunately, that would mean giving a shit about Bitcoin, which I struggle to do.
Unfortunately for you, the one point is already on the blockchain and therefore immutable.
Yeah, it's undeletable forever. Also, we have to say, this was a reasonably big prediction. It was a long way away in either direction.
It was.
Credit. And he made the prediction and made it easily. This is exactly how it's meant to work. I know we're unfamiliar with the idea of making a big prediction and it coming true because I don't think it's ever happened. But
it's exactly.
So,
well, on to the next prediction, which is right back to form.
Yes, right back to standard bad voltage skills. Facebook will lose 15 to 20% of their active user count, which is, as far as I can tell, just utterly not true.
So growth did slow the most that it had in between quarters in many, 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 many years. It's only up about 0.5% between Q2 and Q3 of this year, but that is still directionally not down.
Getting bigger less fast is not at all the same thing as losing 1 in 5 people.
No, it's not.
It's worth a shot, I think. And again, it was a big pitch.
I still think it's inevitable, but yeah, not this year.
Yes. So far, you got 1 point, and that's good. So now, let's see how you do for bonus points, which I think we're agreed don't actually count as real points, right? They're just there to break ties. So,
yeah.
Depends on the year.
I have no skin
it really
in this
does
game
depend on the
at
discussion.
This point. I'm just like, whatever. Once you two fight it out, two men enter, one man leave. Bad voltage beyond Thunderdome. I can't possibly win, so I'm just in it for the fight at this point. Jeremy's bonuses. So Amazon builds a publicly available general purpose search engine.
This was, as I noted, as I said it, quite a hanger, given that there was not a single rumor, even an uncredible rumor at the time.
Yeah.
If it would have happened, it would have been interesting.
I went to search on A9 to say, does anyone want to buy Zoom? And no, it came up with no results. Now, second one, I'm expecting a fight here because I think it's wrong. And Jeremy's going to go, what's wrong with you? A security breach larger than SolarWinds will be discovered and will materially impact the position of a major cloud provider or public tech company. I think that's a no. I think Uncle Jezza is going to go check out Log4j. And by the way, before we get into that, is everyone else calling it LogForge? No. I think it's Log4j.
It's Log4j.
Yeah.
Yes.
because the J is Java. I thought of it like this morning. Is everyone, you know, like SQL rather than SQL? I thought, is everyone like in the know calling it LogForge, which would actually be quite cool. But anyway. So
LogForge, as it will forever be known now, was obviously quite large. I don't know that it materially impacted the reputation of any specific public tech company, right, or even Apache, the foundation.
I think it, I mean, it's materially impacted a bunch of people because they've had to do a load of work and they've screwed them up.
Yep.
But I think the intent behind your prediction was that someone does security leak, they get a kicking for it.
So, I mean, the second and third largest breaches this year were LinkedIn and Facebook. And I don't know that I can credibly argue that they took a massive reputational hit. The LinkedIn one did obviously get a lot of publicity. It's not like Microsoft stock tanked or anything. What is a little bit funny in doing some research to try to quibble for a half point here, the largest breach of the year was a very meta breach of breached information. So a company was storing breached data and that got breached.
Okay.
Somehow I missed.
I didn't know about that.
It wasn't 5 billion, 5 billion records.
This is not Troy Hunt's
objectively
thing, right?
A lot. Cognate.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I mean, LinkedIn and Facebook together were over 1.2 billion records. Seems significant.
So there Seems is there yeah. is a I don't want you to describe it, a clause, I suppose, in the way libel laws work, which is that if you have, it's possible to have such a terrible reputation that you cannot be further defamed. And then people can say what you like about you. And I feel like people don't hear about a Facebook breach and go, oh my God, Facebook, who I previously thought were brilliant, yeah, I have now lost all faith in them. Everyone just goes, oh yeah, whatever, dude. And I felt almost like that's kind of happening with breaches generally. It's just become the norm. So, another company lost 250 million accounts and now people know my credit card number. Oh, is it Thursday again? This is not a good thing, to be clear, but it feels like it is.
I don't think Log4j should count here because it's not a breach. Yeah. It's a vulnerability, but it is huge.
It is.
It gives me great joy to suggest that he gets no point for this. That means 1 point for Jeremy.
And
which
to
is
be clear, just in case people think that maybe we're wrong about that, I'm going to enforce it in pseudo make me a sandwich style by just saying JNDI colon 1 point. So now you can't.
Wow. All right. Yeah. On to Mr. Bacon.
So, Jeremy, would you like to handle Jono so to see if he can actually strive for the win? For I believe the first time
it may be the first time if it were to happen. The first one was Sony will release the second version of the PSVR headset, and you will be able to acquire said headset in 2021.
This is disappointing. They've announced it. It's 2022. If it wasn't for that fucking pandemic, it would have come out this year, but all the supply chain issues are causing a problem with them building the damn thing. So,
and we had like a 5-minute conversation about them announcing it versus you being able to buy it. And what did that mean? So it's, you had a quibble until that qualifying conversation.
Damn me. Past version of me for being so resolute about this.
Because there was no way we were going to allow you to say someone said PSVR V2 allowed and they worked for Sony. So I get the point.
Yeah, this is very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Do you think it's honestly a supply chain thing?
Yes. People still can't buy a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
You know, I get that, but I thought the version 2 wasn't actually ready yet. They're still working on it, right? It's not just that they want to sell it to you, but they can't get it in the shops.
From everything I've read, and obviously a lot of this is somewhat speculation, from everything I've read, the developer kits are out. Developers are building games for the second one. It's basically built. They just it's spinning it up and getting out to the market is the problem. So I was going to try and claim half a point on this, but given the fact that I was so clear about that not counting,
unbelievably
that would just be
clear.
That would just be a dick move, frankly, if I was to do that, which I've never done before in the predictions, obviously.
Brings us to a COVID, quote, vaccine passport will be required for 1, at least 3 major airlines, and 2, 5 major countries.
So on the airline side, well, on the countryside, there's loads of countries require vaccinations or a negative test to get in, right? Belgium, Canada, Chile, Denmark, Estonia, there's loads of them require that. So that's definitely the case. Even in the US, Hawaii, you can't get into Hawaii without
you said a unified, multidisciplinary, and multi-company vaccine passport. We were also pretty clear on this one.
Yeah.
So I can hate you guys.
Stuart was incredulous when you explained what you were thinking.
So here's the thing. Multiple airlines require you to be vaccinated to get onto the aeroplane. Multiple countries require. This is where I'm going to conjure up. It's Christmassy holiday time. We're going to talk about the spirit of the prediction.
Okay.
Clearly what I meant by
the ghost of John O'Past comes in to explain why it gets half a point.
Clearly what I meant by this was that vaccinations will be significantly required to travel, which I would argue is absolutely the case. You cannot get on a plane here in the US without being vaccinated. You cannot go to many countries without being vaccinated.
I didn't think what major airline. So we can quibble about this, that being the spirit of your prediction, because I think it was more the tech side of a unified vaccine passport. What are even requiring vaccinations?
I think a whole bunch of places are requiring some evidence you don't have COVID, and that could be either vaccinated or a negative PCR test.
Yes.
But I don't think that many places are requiring the vaccination.
No, they say it's either you're vaccinated or you have a negative test.
That's not the same thing at all.
Well, it's not the same thing, but I don't think any major airlines are requiring either of those.
You have to be vaccinated to get on a United flight, don't you?
No, I don't think United, Delta.
Really?
I don't think so.
I've been on a United flight where I had to show a vaccine, my vaccination passport. Actually, no, I'm thinking of going to Hawaii.
So certain places might require it, but that's the destination's requirement, not the airline. No, I legitimately don't think there's one major airline.
Hang on. Yeah, I think you might be right about this.
My big fallback here was that, what you were pitching for was that everyone gets together and comes up with one vaccine passport rather than everyone having their own one.
Well, I clearly think that I should be awarded one third of a point for this one, for the spirit of the prediction.
Climb down begins.
It seems like Clear sort of a little bit tried and no one uses it. They're the one that tried for like the multi-country, multi-use passport.
Yeah. I would not say that nobody uses it. The problem with it is that the implementation of it with the countries or the states is not good. Like Hawaii is a good example of this. You can go into Clear. We're Clear members. By the way, anybody who travels who's listening to this,
100%.
Get Clear. It's fucking incredible.
Yes.
Where you go in and you add it into the
clear,
app.
This is actually a thing. This is not like the Scientology thing, right?
No.
Jono going, hey, get Clear, it's brilliant.
You're going Clear.
And in true proof that Jono is now a true American, I believe it is only available in the US. I don't think it's available.
I don't think you can get it anywhere else.
So you can go and add in your vaccination details into the Clear app. I've showed that at an event. As well as traveling. I think it's actually not too bad. The problem with Hawaii is that it's on the Hawaiian state side, is that there's some issues with their systems. So, I think the spirit of it is there. I would say a third of a point seems reasonable.
No.
Jeremy, work with me on this just for one second, because how brilliant would it be if I beat Langridge, who's got no points, and I beat him with a third of a point, just for pure shits and giggles.
It would be amusing. It would be amusing.
Right, so maybe we'll just do that.
I don't think that's a third of a point.
To be clear, though, that would also be the case if you were to have 1/100th of a point. And then both directions.
Let's do that. Can I have 1/100th of a point?
So Jono still comes second, but he only gets a 1/100th of a point.
Yeah. Do we have a deal? Everyone cool with that?
I'm going to leave it to you, Eck.
Yeah, come on. He's a true friend. He's willing to put my pathetic, petty desire for success ahead of his own.
You can see him slowly breaking down and just.
I know.
Look inside yourself. You know it to be true.
Well, I mean, we could maybe generate a random number between 1/100th and -1/100th.
Oh.
Hang on. I don't like where this is
going.
Double
or quits, man.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to assume
we'll come back to this one to see maybe you'll get more points
from the silence that it's that I'm going to get 1/100th of a point.
Silence is not consent, man. There's no automatic plus one here.
So Donald Trump's Twitter account will be disabled at least twice, but will not be banned. Editor's note, this has happened once already in between us recording and the show being released. So interesting that two things happened in the 36 hours between when we recorded and when we released. But that will not be banned. I believe you were an epic
thing. That kind of screws me up.
Still, what still I think banned. Is important here is not just that Jono made a prediction and got it wrong. He specifically predicted a thing would not happen, and then it did, which I think is worth -1 point.
And not only did it happened aggressively and for a sustained period of time.
Where that's going to happen, I was mocked by you, Bacon, for suggesting that it would happen.
To be fair, he hasn't been banned. He's been suspended.
Moving on.
Why would you say
it's that? It's technically a permanent suspension. It's not a ban. There's a difference.
So the last and final prediction.
I honestly can't buy that. So all right, carry on.
Zoom will start to build a complete remote work offering and acquire at least one major remote working company. You use the words project management and other stuff. I used to the amusement of Stuart, SharePointization. They did try to buy a call center company, but from what I can tell, they did not even sniff at anything that would resemble remote work offering.
From what I can tell, this is beyond the concept of not happening.
I even went looking to see if there was something which you might pathetically claim to be this thing, and it just failed in the market. But they didn't do anything. No, they didn't even try and do this.
I am astonished that they have not done this. Like
they were too busy getting bought by Amazon that it fell through at the last minute, I think.
Arguably the only happy person, potentially, throughout the entire pandemic with the CEO of Zoom, who had the opportunity, like everybody then started coming towards Zoom, was like, this is massive for that company. They became one of the talked about companies in the world. Like people who've never heard of them were using them. And this is a great opportunity to step into remote working. And they, from what I can tell, all they've done is continue to make their webinars platform more shit.
Yeah, they haven't done anything.
And failed to buy a call center company.
I assume that what would happen is they'd be the center of attention and someone would buy them in a kind of Microsoft buys GitHub kind of way, right? Capture the mind share thing. That didn't happen at all. You assume that Zoom would go, we're on top of the market, we're going to be controllers of our own destiny and invent something which is more than just, we're just Skype NG. And they didn't do that either.
Not only are they not a complete project management remote work company, the chat is still the worst.
It's the worst. Oh,
it's horrendous.
They've changed it, from what I can tell, 0% in a full year. Another zero. But that does bring us to the bonuses. And I think you might have the tiebreaker here, regardless of how that 0.01 points works out.
Well, no, bear with me. So far, Jono has got 0.01 of a point and then -1. So he's on -0.99 at the moment.
How? What?
So let's see about the bonuses.
So the first one, Facebook Spaces will still be shit, even though it has been shut down since 2019. So maybe Facebook Horizon will be shit.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue it being unavailable means that it's shit, because if you're a Facebook Spaces user.
True to form, you predicted a thing in 2020 that happened in 2019.
And more importantly, you were like, this thing is going to be terrible and it doesn't even exist. But the thing you were talking about was Facebook doing a VR thing, and they've gone all in on this thing, and you didn't predict that at all.
Yeah.
You did not see Meta coming, I would say.
No, I don't think, to be fair, though, I don't think anyone did.
No, absolutely not.
However.
But here's where it gets interesting, listeners. On the very last prediction, the very last bonus, Canonical will not get acquired.
Yes! Yes!
Which I
am victorious.
I don't think that can be quibbled with. That very much did not happen.
So that gives you a point back. So that gives you 0.01 -1.
There's
final score is 1/100th of a point. Congratulations.
No, There is no minus points in this game, okay? You can't say that, okay? If I've got a point and 100th of a point, that means I've beaten Jeremy by 100th of a point.
The bonus ones don't count.
Yes, they fucking do.
They're tiebreakers, so that does get you ahead of language.
No, it gets me ahead of you. I beat you by 100th of a point. I beat him by 1 point and 100th of a point. This means that I am not only beating him significantly, which is great, but Jeremy, I get the pleasure of beating you by a hair. This is, and I don't even have any hair. This is brilliant. I am victorious.
A man with no hair loses by a hair.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I predicted this because I'm great at predictions now. I've decided, and I'm announcing it right now on Bad Voltage, that I am going to be running for president in 2024.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah. So because of this victory, I still need to become more American to do this. But other than that, we'll figure that out.
I don't think you're allowed at all, are you?
I don't think so. Going to be litigated.
Schwarzenegger's not allowed, and he's got loads more money and clout than you've got.
He's got bigger arms.
And a bigger name. What more could you need? Wow.
Yes.
So this was, we're usually mediocre. This year was not a good year for predictions.
This was really actually shocking. I mean, I feel really like we can't even claim that the world has been an unprecedented disaster because it's just as much of a disaster as the previous year.
But I do have one final prediction, and that is the next show listeners will want to hear more about.
Yes, indeed. So we are going to be doing our predictions for 2022, and get ready for this, listeners. We're going to do them live. We're actually going to do a live broadcast that's probably going to be on YouTube. Thank you to Martin Wimpress, friend of the show, for helping us to wrangle all the technology for this. And we're going to be doing it on the 13th. This is the tentative date, but it's probably going to be this on the 13th of January, right? Is that it? Is that what you said?
Yep. 13th.
Yeah. 3rd of January, probably 7 PM UK time, 11 AM Pacific time.
2 PM East.
Yeah, 2 PM East.
Yeah.
So not only can you listen to our, let's go with mediocre predictions this time, you can listen to them live.
Yeah. I mean, we may come up with some way that you can actually give us feedback during the show, or we may just decide to ignore that. So prepare yourself for either of those two things. But yeah, this could be really interesting. We're not really sure how this is going to work, to be honest with you. So
yeah. So you can join us live. And as we're recording the show, you can give us your thoughts, your opinions about the predictions. But in the meantime, you should go to the Bad Voltage community and let us know what you would recommend as your predictions. So go and tell us what you think is going to happen in 2022 so we can steal your ideas and then claim all of the glory at the end of 2022 and maybe be less shit than we were this year. So,
yes.
Which is going to be difficult to be worse.
It is. See if you can get 2/100ths of a point, listeners.
I feel so good right now. So victorious. 1 1/100th of a point is a blistering victory.
Congratulations on second place.
Oh, really, Jeremy? Are you not conceding the loss? It's almost as if we've seen this somewhere else.
Man, that is harsh, dude.
And on that bombshell, everyone have a great new year. We'll see you live the next time we see you.
Sounds good. Take care, everyone.